The times in which we live provide more than enough reason to hear this gospel. We live in an anxious age, and there's a lot of work. Fear is being used by too many to manipulate, manage our thinking and our options. It's a handy weapon to use to silence opposition, and it easily leads to an abuse of power. History is full of examples of this. To these times and to all our fears and our worries speaks then this gospel. Worry threatens us all, but it's a part of daily life. But this gospel suggests that people of faith will not let worry control their lives. There are some worries not caused by external circumstances either, but rather by an internal disposition. Now, I'm not one of them, but I know many people who are worriers, just by nature. And they're perpetually anxious. My mother was one of them. When I look back on my life as a teenager and my sister's, she had probably every reason to worry. But as she grew older, I really did watch her kind of get over it. And I watched her become more grateful for all the blessings and joys of her life. And in that is a great lesson. Because it seems to me that anxious people are those who worry, they're not grateful enough for the good things that happen to them. And they spend way too much time thinking about what might happen that's not so good. I read a survey recently that reports that the most common worry people have these days is money. 45%. And 39% of people surveyed worry about people, 32% worry about their health, 20% worry about exams, and 15% worry about job security. Now, we know that worry is not only useless, it is positively injurious to our health. Going through life, however, without any worry or fear would probably suggest that somebody has not really lived very much. But reducing the power of that worry over us is possible, and Jesus speaks to that today. Concentrating on what is essential is what Jesus proposes for his faithful, and that's doing the will of God. There's no suggestion anywhere in Revelation that it's God's will for us to be fearful or to worry. In fact, the very first words spoken in the New Testament and repeated several times in the very first chapter are, "Fear not." Worry's out of the question when pleasing God and trusting God are the dominant elements of one's life. It's a matter simply of living one day at a time. Because worry robs us of the pleasure of enjoying this day and this moment. If you're already sitting here worrying about how you're going to get out of this parking lot before dark, you're not going to pray. Worry about an unknown future and things that may never happen spoils the moment when all is well because God is good. The essence of faith is knowing that life is full of risk, but we are not helpless victims because we're God's children. The essence of faith is knowing that things are always uncertain and fragile. They come and they go. They break. They wear out. But God provides what we need, sometimes not what we want. The essence of faith provides the courage to live with grateful joy in an uncertain world amid things and people who will pass away. So the prayer which Jesus taught us is a good one for those who worry. And it's a reminder for those who don't, because it asks us and urges us to simply ask for daily bread. Not tomorrow's, next week's, just today. This is the prayer of people who live in the present, with confidence in one they call Father. What we must learn to do, says St. Augustine, is leave the past to God's mercy, the present to God's love, and the future to God's providence.